Chesamet base, I'll begin Chesamet Aleph, the third wide line of the two dots. Va'amar v'chiyah bar ami mishmei de'ulo, godol hanena megiyah kapa yosem yirashamay. It's greater one who is nena megiyah kapa, he's self-sufficient, he does not rely on others for his parnasa. He is greater than the yirashamayim who comes onto the tzibur who has to rely on others. A person who is k'siv ashiyish yoras Hashem. V'ilgabi nenem yigiyah kapa k'siv yigiyah kapecha kisoichal ashrecha v'toivloch. It has an additional bracha. The one who is a yoras Hashem and also is nenem yigiyah kapa. He's not dependent on others. He has this additional bracha of ashrecha v'toivloch. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'toivloch l'olam habo. V'ilgabi yoras Hashem v'toivloch l'k'siv be. It does not have this additional bracha. Another member that he said, a person should live, he should dwell in the place where his Rebbe, if he's there nearby his Rebbe will influence him, admonish him if need be, so he should always live in the place nearby his Rebbe. Shekhol's man sheshimi ben gira kayim, as long as he was alive, also shlema as bas pare. So he was Shlema Melch's Rebbe, and he had the influence of Shlomo Melech that prevented him. He did not marry Bas Pari. But after he was Nifter, that's when he did. Vatanya, we learned in the Brice Al Yoder, he should not live in the place of his Rebbe. It seems to be a stira. For him, the Gemara like Asha, Hadakai, Flay, Hadalakai, Flay. It depends if he's going to listen to his Rebbe or not. If he's going to listen to his Rebbe will be able to influence him. He should live close to his Rebbe. But if he's not going to mutav shu shaygig in value mizidim, rather he should be a shaygig and not a mezid, and therefore better not to live by his rebbe, because then if his rebbe gives him musar and toichachoy, he'll be a mezid for not listening. Omar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Ami, Maydechsi v'oiz Hashem yichlu. What does it mean? Those who leave Hashem. That those who leave Hashem, that they will be destroyed, and though they will not have a kiyum. So what are those who leave Hashem? Who are we referring to? When the Sefer Torah is open, they're laying in the Sefer Torah, a person goes out of shul, that's considered Oizvei Hashem. He used to leave, when he had to leave, it was between Gavra LeGavra. So when they weren't laying between the Aliyahs, that's when he left. What about leaving right between the end of Pasuk before they start the next Pasuk? Can he leave at that point? Teiku, that's a teiku. Roshesh Mahadra Ape Vigoras. Roshesh has turned around and he used to learn. So they were learning laning Kriya Satira, and he turned around and he used to learn. Omar Anan Bedidon V'inu Beditu. I'm doing Isaac and what I'm Isaac, and they're Isaac and what they're Isaac in. Which seems to be a Pella, and Tosis points out that the Moran Saita says when the Sefer Torah is opened that you cannot talk and anything else. So he says that the Moran Saita is discussing to you cannot disturb the people. But over here, if he turned around, and as Tosis points out, we're talking where there was a minyan, a Sora, at least a Sora, who were listening to the Sefer Torah, the Kriya Satira, and if he's not disturbing, then it would be permitted. The Sefer Rav Sheshes was a Saginor, he was blind, so therefore he was permitted. But really, there revolves in this whole area over here a discussion, and it's brought down in the Paiskim, and Shabur brings it down at length, whether the Chi of Kriya Satira is a Chayv on the Tzibur or a Chayv on the Yochid. If it's a Chayv on the Yochid, then presumably we'd have to be talking when he was already Yoitzi, his Kriya Satira, and since there was a minion without him, and he was not needed for the minion, and he was not disturbing, it would be permitted. If the Chayv is on the Tzibur and not on the Yochid, then it perhaps would be permitted even if he did not listen to hear the Kriya yet. But if it's a Chayv on the Yochid, he has his own personal Chayv to hear Kriya Satira. So Rav Sheshes, if it was a Sagi Nor, that would explain it. But otherwise, it would have to be talking where he already had heard the Kriya before. Boy, Rav Papa, sorry. Omar Rav Ahuna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Amin La'olam Yashlem Adam Parshiyos V'Matzibar Shnayim Mikra V'Chatar. So we're discussing now Kriyas Taira. So we have the halacha, the mitzvah that a person has to be Mavri Sedra Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargam with the Tzibur. So he has to review it twice, reading the pasuk once with the targum, with the tzibur. Va'afilo Torahs V'Divan, and even the words Torahs V'Divan, which are names of places, which Rashi says don't really have a targum. So therefore, according to Rashi, it just means that you have to say it over. It has to be recited three times. Tesis learns differently. He learns that there's a targum in Yerushalmi. But afilo Torahs V'Divan, it has to be shnai mikra v'achat targum. A person who does this, then he will have long life. He'll be benched with arichos yamim. So he thought that he would chaperayin erev Yom Kippur, and he would be mashlim all the parshas that were missing from the year. He'd do it on erev Yom Kippur. However, it says that the fasting, the affliction on Yom Kippur is betisha lachodesh be'erev. Yachi betisha misanim is Yom Kippur on the 9th of Tishrei. It's not on the 9th of Tishrei. Well, about sar misanim, we fast on the 10th of Tishrei. Why does it say betisha lachodesh be'erev on the 9th of the month? It comes to teach you that if a person eats and drinks on the ninth month, on the ninth day of the month, so even though he's really eating in the fast is on the tenth. On the ninth day he's on Erev Yom Kippur, he's eating and drinking, but it says Misana, it says Venisim as Nafshisechem Bitchi, on the ninth it's Malalava Kosakila Misana Shiva Siri. It's considered like he was fasted, and he's fasted on the ninth and the tenth, and as Tosis points out, and it's considered as if there was a tzivoy, he was commanded to fast on the ninth and the tenth, and he fasted on the ninth and the tenth. So however, Lagabe Arinyan, how can he be Isaac in the entire Erev Yom Kippur to be mashlim parshi yosa? We have to be Isaac in the hachanas of Yom Kippur and eating and drinking. So you can't. So therefore, that wasn't an eitz. So Sarva lacked a mina. So he thought perhaps to do it in advance. Meaning, for whatever reason, it was difficult to do it with the tzibor every week, to be mashlim the parshas Shavuot with the tzibor. He thought to do it in advance when he had an opportune time, to do it in advance and be mavir the seder at that time. However, no, you can't do it earlier, you can't do it later, you have to do it with the tzibor. When the tzibor starts laning that parsha, so from mincha on Shabbos, then they start laning the upcoming week's parsha Shavuot, and that from that point on until the following Shabbos, that's when he should be mavir the seder. Like he told the son, with the tzibur, that's one eitzah that he told his sons. V'hizaro, the second one is v'hizaro b'varidin. Be careful with the blood vessels. Rav Yehuda, the son of Yehuda, Omer, achiyishchades v'varidin, that you have to be mitzi the dam. So therefore, by shechting a bird, it's, as Rashi points out, it's roasted sometimes whole without cutting it up into pieces, etc., and salting it. You have to cut the jugular veins, according to many Mefarshim, that's what it means, to be mitzi, to drain out the blood. Another eitzah that he gave him was Zara Bezokin, Sheshachar Talmudah Machmas Einzah. Be careful with the covet of a Talmud Chacham, that for sickness, whatever einus, that he was not, he forgot his learning. So he was a big Talmud Chacham, and currently he forgot much of his learning because of an oinus, whether it's sickness or parnos or whatever. Be careful with this convict. We have in the Aron HaKodesh were the luchos, but also the shivre, the broken luchos, were also in the Aron, even though now they're broken, but they were the luchos, so they were treated with kovet. A Talmud Chacham, even though currently he may not be at that level, he still has to be treated with kovet. So going further with eitzes that were given to the sons, He says, "Kishatem chaytchim balsam." When you cut meat, al tachtchu al gabiyat. Don't cut it on your hand. Put it on the table and cut it, not on your hand, because it's a sakana. He might, in the process, be cutting his hand as well. Ikadam mishum sakana, but ikadam mishum kilkol suda. Some say not so much a sakana, but because it might ruin the suda, because if he injures his hand, even in a slight way, and it starts to bleed, it'll make the suda mias. So therefore, don't do it on your hand. Va'al teishu, another eight says, Va'al teishu al mitas aramis. Don't sit on the bed of an aramis, of a goyim. Another eight says, Va'al tavru achari beis hakaneses b'shal shal tzibur mispavur. And don't walk in back of the shul when the tzibur is davening. Now the Gemara will explain. Va'al teishu al mitas aramis. Don't sit on the bed of an aramis. The Gemara explains, ikad da'am aloi tigna b'aloi krishma. Some say it means, it doesn't mean literally, on the bed of an aramis, means don't go to bed like a goya. Don't go to bed without reciting Krishna. The ikadamra like the nasu giyart. Ikadamra means don't marry a giyaris. They were kahanim, so they were not permitted to marry giyaris. The ikadamra aramis mamish. And some say means literally don't sit on the bed of an aramis. Omishu maisa dera papa, because of the following maisa. Dera papa azalagabi aramis, so Rapapa lent money to an aramis. He came for repayment, to get the loan repaid. So he sealed a mita, they brought her to bed, and Amralai shaved. And she said, sit on the bed, sit and wait while we bring the money. Amralai yeni yeshivacha digbiya samita. He says, I'm not going to sit down until you pick up the bed. Higbiya wa samita, matzo shamtinik mace. And they found under the bed a tinak that died, was dead. It was brought down that the mice was that they really wanted to blame Rapapa for killing the child. They had the dead tinak under the bed. They told him to sit down, and then they were going to be Maitzi Shemra that he killed the child, and this way they would not have to repay the money. So Mikanam Rachamim also Leshev Al Mitas Aramis. From here we learn that don't sit on the meat of aramis. You have to be very careful with any type of socializing with the goyim, and be very careful for many reasons, but one reason is as well as because of what they might be planning and plotting. And the other day, it was Val Tavrach Rebesik and Esb Shashat Sibir Mispalm. Don't walk behind the Shulman, the Sibir is davening. Messiah Lever, Shulman Levi, it's a riot, or Shulman Levi, Domer, Shulman Levi, also Leila Adam Shiavar, Achori Besik and Esb Shashat Sibir Mispalm. It's also to pass behind the Shulman, they're davening. If he passes by the Shul when they're davening, then it appears like he's rejecting their tefillah, they're davening, he's going away. So he should not pass behind them, Bishal Shatzibur Mispalam. Amar Abai Veloyam and the like of Pisa Achrina. But that's only said if there's no other passage, there's no other entrance. Avalika Pisa Achrina, less than Bob. Because if there's another entrance, people say, okay, he's not going in this way, he's going in the other way. So it does not appear like he is rejecting the tefillah. Veloyam and the like of Bekenish Tachrina. It's also mentioned only if there's no other shul. Avalika Bekenish Tachrina, but if there's another shul in town, less than Bob, because people might think, okay, he's going to the other shul to Dali. Veloyam and the like Dora Tuna. It's also mentioned only if he's not carrying a heavy load. Because if he is, people say, well, the reason he's not going to shul is because he's Isaac and his parnosor, he has this affair to take care of right now, this matter to take care of, and that's why he's not going in, not because he's chas v'shalom rejecting the tefillah. V'loy roid, and he's not running. If he's running, people will say, oh, he's has some emergency. V'loy monach tefillin. When he's not wearing tefillin, now he's wearing tefillin, obviously he's accepting the yoke, he's accepting ol malchus shamayim, so he's not rejecting the tefillin. If any one of these circumstances are present, then this is not mentioned because it's clear that he's not rejecting the tefillah of the rabbi. Tanya Amar Rabbi Kiva, Mishleisha Dvorim, Oyevani Ezem Adoyim. For three reasons, I find favor in their customs. When they cut the meat, like we mentioned, not on their hands but on the table. When they kiss, they do it on the hand and not on the face. It's more hygienic, it's more dignified to do it on the hand. When they want to say something in private and give advice, they only do it in the field. They don't do it in a place where it can be overheard. Where do we see that something in private should be mentioned in the field and not indoors? When he wanted to discuss with them about leaving Lavan, he called them out to the field to discuss it, not inside, because it might have been overheard if he was indoors. Tanya Amar Rabban Gamliel, talking again about three things where they found favor was found in their eyes with the customs of others. B'shloisha dvarim oyaveni as a Parsim. Three reasons he likes the Persians. Ein tzenuim b'achilosam, they're tzenua, and they're modest in their eating. Utsnuim b'beis hakisei, utsnuim b'davar acher, in their relations, in the marital relations, they are tzenuim. Ani tzivis in the mikudosha, so they were commanded. The Navi says that Rabbi Shem commanded the designated ones to destroy Bavel, who were Machve the Beis HaMikdash. Now the appointed ones are coming now to punish Bavel. Tanur Yis Ela Parsim. These are the Persians which conquered Bavel. They were called Mekudoshim, Amekudoshim, Muzumonim LeGehenim. That they themselves are Muzumonim, Mekudoshim for Gehenim. They are Rishayim. Now, even though they're Rishayim, but nevertheless, they were. He said with three things Rabbi Gamliel said, and three things their customs found favor in his eyes.